The Weekend Jam. She's Zoe. I'm the Milkman. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How was your first week at the new job?
Oh, loving it, loving it. Can't complain at all about the commute or anything.
Because so it's like next door.
Yeah, just tons of flexibility, which is awesome. So yeah, it's nice to be back on that, you know, 9 to 5 kind of style gig. So yeah.
But you were working as a fitness trainer before, so your days typically started like really super early in the morning. So how's that adjustment for you?
Definitely easy for sure to not have to be up at 3 in the morning anymore.
Oh, you're not big on the getting up in the morning thing.
Yeah. So, hey. Well, I mean, I don't mind it, but I am like a nighthawk. So that ran into problems a bit there with that job. But you know, it's fine. I get a couple extra hours more sleep now before having to get up, and new roommates eventually moving in. So at least I'm a bit more on a normal schedule for her. So she's not being woken up by me.
Here's the question I should be asking. Okay, you've adapted, you've adjusted, roommate, etc. How's the dog adjusting? Because dogs are so sensitive to routine, and any change will really throw them off.
Yeah, it took her a little bit, but she was kind of like surprised when I would come home, and it's like, oh, going on a walk
because the weather's another walk.
So you're right nice, next door. Finally. Yes. So now she's getting her morning walks and midday, and now in the evening too. So she's been happy with the more walks.
Nice. All right, listen, we're glad you're here. It's the Weekend Jam. We got a lot of fun in store for you today on the air 2 till 5 every Saturday here on BTR. April 1st today, and of course we're on the air. April Fool's Day is over and done with. It ends at noon, so haha, you can't prank us and we can't prank you. I'm curious though, Zoe, has anybody like ever gotten you like really good on April Fool's Day?
Oh, definitely. I mean, my mom and dad have definitely pulled the classic one of in our morning tea putting salt instead of sugar, so that's always a classic, as they say.
Wait, you were tea drinkers growing up?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Had to have our morning teas before we were off to school.
You're very fancy there in the Thorne household. My goodness. That actually happened. I was dating a lovely girl, and she came over to my house for dinner. Mom goes and makes, you know, gourmet coffee, and somehow, erroneously, not even for April Fool's, but the salt and the sugar bowls were actually mixed up. So this poor girl, we still talk about it every now and then. Remember that girl you were dating? Yes, I remember. Best one that ever happened to me, I was doing overnights on a radio station, and right at midnight, like March 31st into April 1st, right at midnight, the guy that did news at the radio station down the hall had somehow snuck underneath the console. And right at midnight when I turn the microphone on to do my top hour, you know, hey, good morning, he jumps out.
Oh, gosh. Give you a bloody heart attack. Ooh. My goodness.
Yeah, and I was like 23, 24 at the time. Do that to me now, I don't like my chances of surviving that. You got to be careful with some of these April Fool's pranks.
Yes, definitely.
Actually, you know what? I bet you TikTok is full of great stuff for that.
Oh, true. I'm sure we'll be seeing some really great videos over the next couple days.
You know what we need? Because like I always think of these great pranks after the fact, right? Like I'll see something on Instagram or Facebook. We need a feature on social media that allows us to save this for futures and like put a date on it. I need this for like March 30th this year, please.
Yeah, maybe I should really start planning in advance because it always creeps up and I completely forget to plan or grab anything that would enable me to do a prank. But yeah, definitely next year. I'm gonna work on this.
Well, let's ask the listener. Anything fun happened to you? Anything original? Let us know. 613-604-6464. You can find our contact details on the Weekend Jam page, blasttheradio.com. Time now for top tweets of the week. Are you on Twitter?
Yes, I am on Twitter. Okay. Yeah, I guess get the funny ones. I don't know. I get all the breaking. I follow a lot of like the news and like the police and like stuff like that. So it's more just like depressing.
I can't remember if I'm following you on Twitter. I got you on every other social media platform. If I'm not, I'll have to do that. Top tweets of the week. These are tweets from women. Danielle asks, do tennis players know if they hit the ball a little gentler, their friend could actually hit it back and they could play longer?
Sounds like she's been scorned a couple times on the court. Oh, gosh.
I bet you there's a lot of mansplaining going on. Replying to that one. Mm-hmm. Yep. I love this one. Had 2 martinis. Now there's not a single Instagram story I will not reply to.
Definitely been like that too.
This is from Kim on Twitter. It says football and soccer are like, give me the ball, give me the ball, I want the ball, I want the ball. But baseball's like, screw that, get rid of the ball, I hate that ball.
Send that sucker flying. I never want to see it again.
Someone's been watching some baseball early on. I love that. From Catherine. I don't think little girls get enough credit for being such tiny, creepy weirdos sometimes. Because, like, when I was a child, yeah, I was cute and nice, but my favorite game to play with my toys was Kidnap.
Oh, jeez. don't think I ever played Kidnap as a kid, but definitely could be like, oh, yeah, I probably played some probably not great games with my toys when I was younger.
I remember one. Next door, there were two girls, and I got invited over with Big Jim and Steve Austin, $6 million man, to play dolls, I guess, for lack of a better word. And I decided, me being a little older, that Barbie and Big Jim should make out.
That's a classic one, though. I feel like you got Barbie and Ken, and you're like, they're in their perfect dream home. Smoosh, 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 smoosh.
Can we be real, though? I don't think Barbie and Ken were ever making out, do you? I think they're like best friends. They do a lot of shopping together, but...
I always had a weird feeling Ken was gay, but it's fine. I don't mind.
No, I don't. I think it's actually been established. Hence why I thought I'd fill that void with Big Jim. Anyway, they kicked me out.
I didn't realize.
Turns out I was right.
Well, I'm glad he came out.
Absolutely. All right, let's do one more. Still waiting for the moment when someone screams, can anyone here drive a stick shift in a is there a doctor in the building type scenario? And it's only me who can, and I save the day.
I've always wanted to learn stick shift, but no one trusts me, I guess, with their clutch and transmission.
I figured it out trial and error just to move my father-in-law's car, but like to drive down a road, no. In fact, when I moved from my apartment to my first house, we go to U-Haul and get the truck, and it's a stick. And I walked back into U-Haul and I said, I guess I wasn't specific enough. I can't drive a stick. And they said, well, sir, this size truck only comes in a stick. So my buddy had to, we had to redo the paperwork. My buddy had to drive the truck for the move. I can't drive stick either.
Oh, fair enough. Anyway, it's a dying breed.
Hope it made you giggle. With that, those are your tweets of the week.
I think you're going to like this story that I found, Milky.
Okay.
Yeah, so Columbia, the university, doing great things. God's work, in my opinion, because they have now figured out a way to 3D print cheesecake.
Wait, but who wants plastic cheesecake?
It's not plastic. It's like they actually use like ingredients that are to make a cheesecake, like the graham cracker and, you know,
didn't know you could do that.
Cheese. Yeah, well, they didn't know either. And they, with a lot of trial and error, finally figured it out. Basically, when they were trying to put in the layers of flavoring, whether it was chocolate or raspberry or cherry, once that cheesecake layer went on top, it would just fall apart. So they were trying to figure out ways, because people have started to 3D print confectionery things, but it's usually a harder, more resilient kind of candy that they're making, not something this soft. So of course, the minute it started to get extruded onto the 3D printing platform, it would just kind of turn into a big blob very quickly. So they figured out, let's kind of change the structure of this, making like walls and then putting the flavoring in and then coating that on top so that they could put another set of layers on top of that. And then what I found really cool was that they actually use a laser to cook it right then and there, like at the top, so that it's all solid and formed. And apparently it's quite good.
A freaking laser beam.
A laser.
Yeah. That's the...
Okay. Dr. Evil, Austin Powers.
Thank you. I was like, I both of us did a complete disservice to poor old Dr. Evil. I got a fun story this week from Alberta, where a woman there, 80 years old, has been regularly donating blood for nearly six decades. Well, she is now in the Guinness World Book of Records for the most whole blood donated by a female.
Oh my gosh, I never knew there was something that I wanted to beat someone in for a world record until this.
Are you a blood donor?
Yes. Yeah. I go as much as I possibly can. Of course, being a female, I can't go as often as a male. But every, I think it's like 3 months, I'm there giving my bloods away. So.
All right. Well, you've got a little work to do to catch up. So Josephine Michaluk is her name. She's 80 now. She began donating blood. She's a little younger than you. She was 22. That was back in 1965. Ooh. In the years since, she has donated a total of 203 units of blood.
Wow, that's incredible. But imagine all the lives that you saved too and helped with it. So that's awesome work.
Here you go, some of the coolest stories of this past week here on your Weekend Jam. I don't know about you, Zoe, but I am up to my you-know-what with taxes. Oh.
Yeah, it's that fun time of the year, eh? Makes everyone shed a little tear and see what they've spent and what they've made and... Yeah, it's a hard time
or didn't
of the
make,
year.
Yeah. You know, it's just, I don't even do my taxes, right? I hand it off to an accountant. It's just boxes full of receipts and going through, what's this on your credit card? What's that on your credit card? First off, the accountant was like, what is OF? I'm like, oh, that's OnlyFans. He's like, oh, so personal. And I went, well, I do talk about it on my show. He goes, great. So it's business.
All right. Perfect. But, business expense it is.
But leave it to the accountant to be going through line by line and ask me about, you know, a domain or, you know, a name that was on there. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. I Google it. Mm-hmm. I have been paying $44 a month for this website where I can access legal forms. You know what happened? 2 years ago. 2 years ago, Zoe, I signed up so I could try this will thing. Okay, so I could create a will online.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it was one of those, I remember it now, right? It's one of those, okay, here's your free trial, but in order to activate this, we do need your credit card number. Cancel any time, but we need your credit card number. $44 a month for 2 years. Zoe.
Milky, you gotta be keeping closer look on those bills, buddy.
You think? This is why I needed a new accountant. And obviously this person is paying, you know, first off, allowing me an OnlyFans expense. That's a win. But then finding things like this. Anyway, I'm sorry to tell you, you are my partner on this show, The Weekend Jam. I was going to leave you about $44 a month in my will, I can't now.
Dang so. It. It was this close to cashing in big time. Oh my gosh, Milky, I have started with Handsome Man, another fantastic series that I cannot wait to get further into. Have you heard of the like Yellow Jackets?
I have.
Yeah.
But I don't, typical me, I don't know much about it.
It's kind of, yeah, so it's on Crave. It's, have you like read Lord of the Flies sort of thing? It's about.
Does the book have pictures?
No.
Can I color in the book?
No.
then no, I probably haven't.
Oh, okay. Well,
at
fair.
That book.
Basically, it is.
I've heard of it, obviously.
It's basically about a soccer team getting stranded out in the wilderness after a plane crash, and basically what they have to do to survive. There seems to be some sort of like paranormal aspect to it as well, which is really cool. But we are sinking our teeth in and sinking them, or should I say stingers? We're sinking our stingers in super deep on this one. Yellow Jackets, highly recommend if you haven't gotten onto it already.
So that's streaming now, you said, on Netflix?
On Crave. So they season's out. Second season seems to be a weekly release. So we're pretty much done the first season. So now we're on the long haul of waiting.
I can't keep these apps straight anymore. This is the problem I'm having is like somebody will tell me about a great show like this. And that's great. And I'll remember, you know, oh, there was something about, you know, a sports team and stranded. And she said it was on my automatic go-to is Netflix. Every time it's Netflix.
It was the first biggie, so that makes sense. But honestly, if you remember the show title, you can usually just Google it and it'll be like, subscribe with blah, 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 blah.
Actually, on my smart TV, there's a master search button, which I find really helpful. Most of the time it works.
That's bougie.
Yeah, well, I know. That's, yeah. I mean, bougie is moi. Come on. it's funny. My wife and I were talking about this. I can't remember what it was she was watching. Doesn't really matter. But you know how we get into these binge watch sessions? Like, you know, they drop 15, 20 shows at a time. It's like, I watch them all. And then you get to the end. Now there's a new season coming soon.
Yes. And it's and you're like,
ooh. It's that pause, right? Where it's like, well, when they finally release this new season, weeks, months from now, I will have forgotten all the stuff that I binge watched. Now I got to go back and watch at least the last season again before I can get to the new season. We didn't have this problem back in the day, Zoe.
Well, so my problem is they changed the like photo that they put up to like promote the show. And I'm like, have I seen this? And then I click on it and I'm like, oh yeah, I've seen this. Like how could I have forgotten watching that, you know? And then I have to like leave the, because they changed the photo. I'm like, never seen this before. This is new.
And see, it's they like, know oh, if we change the photo, Zoe's going to go back and watch it again. And that's going to pad our numbers.
Exactly. Exactly, goldfish brains. That's what they thrive off.
I never had this issue though. Like every Thursday was, you know, Friends, and I always remembered like a week. I could remember no problem. Here's what happened, and of course they always remind you last week on Friends or whatever. But yeah, now I find that's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what it is. Am I ever smart? They mess with us. They leave these long gaps and they change the pictures. So we go back and we watch it again and they pad their numbers. That's what it is.
Yep. It's brilliant.
Conspiracy.
You figured it all out.
Hey, listener, if you could go back and listen to this podcast a couple of times, that would really help us.
Pad our numbers a bit there.
I mean, fair's fair, right?
Exactly. There's so much great content. We are one of them. So go out, pad those numbers, kiddies.
The Weekend Jam is available on Apple, Spotify, Google. You are looking for, and I got to get the Weekend Jam set up as its own thing, but for now, it's on the Milkman Show podcast listing. If you just go to blasttheradio.com, click play, voila. She's Zoe. I am the Milkman, John Milky, and time for our dumb criminal of the weekend. Are you ready for this?
Bow, bow, bow. Bring it in.
Sound effects.
I know. Why not?
Man, if this is a real job, I would give you a raise just for that. off we go to guess where, Zoe?
Where?
Where does all the weirdest news happen?
Florida?
Yes.
Jeopardy winner right here.
So this happened on spring break, which was huge in Florida for the last couple of weeks. The person involved, his name is Craig Fletcher. He's from Missouri, and he was there enjoying a little vacation, and he dropped into a restaurant called the Toasted Monkey. Now, the wait was long. That happens. He got frustrated. That happens. But for some reason, he decided to grab a butter knife. You know how they often have the cutlery right there at the front door?
Yeah.
Grabbed a butter knife and decided to do significant damage to a random vehicle in the parking lot.
What?
Yeah.
Aww.
Because, you know, it's probably that person's fault. Well, when confronted by the vehicle's owner, he laughed and apparently ran down the street. Guy basically cracked up, right?
Just had a mental break right then in that moment. Yeah.
Well, here's the problem. Security cams got a really good picture of him. He left his name and phone number on the restaurant's wait list.
Oh. I mean, one better was that he carved his like name and number into the vehicle.
Yeah, right.
But definitely fail on leaving your name at the reservation list. Ooh.
He may as well have. People just like they just become blind with rage, don't they?
Yeah. And if you don't think security cameras are that good, I'm sorry, kids. they are that good. No.
They are.
Even crappy ones are good ones.
Well, they are. But you know what? Every single time, like, they're looking for someone who did a thing, why is it? Because you're right. Like, my cell phone, your cell phone takes awesome pictures. Why is it that whenever they're looking for, like, this hardened criminal who did all these terrible things, it's the most pixelated picture? It's like, are we looking for someone from 1997 here? Like, what is going
on? Or you're trying to figure out if it's like a security question, and if you're a robot, you're like, is it pick out the criminal from the blurry specs?
you're so funny. It's the Weekend Jam. She's Zoe. I'm the Milkman, and this is BTR. How about celebrity birthdays for this weekend, Zoe?
Yes, why not? Let's see who's celebrating.
It's somebody's birthday today.
All right, on this April Fool's Day, singer Rudolph Isley of the Isley Brothers is 84. Jimmy Cliff, I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
Oh, okay, yes, okay, yeah.
75. I know that. I'm sorry, are we talking about, yeah, this is a whole other generation for you, isn't it?
Just a little bit, but again, like, I am terrible with names, great with, like, faces and songs.
See, y'all need to recognize, I'm doing a show with someone who's young enough to be my daughter. All right, Billy Curry, who is the keyboard player for Ultravox. We're talking 80s, Zoe. Billy Curry, 73. Remember Susan Boyle? What was she on?
Yes, oh my gosh.
Was it American Idol, The Voice?
Yeah, and then just ended up being like super scandalous afterwards. So
yeah, she's 62. Method Man. Please tell me you know Method Man.
I do know Method Man.
All right. Yes. Good. 52 today. Actor Taron Killam, 12 Years a Slave and Saturday Night Live is 41. Yes.
Yeah.
Hillary Scott of Lady A, 37. What a great voice. And R.J. Hale of Hailstorm, 36. I didn't know that Lizzie Hale's sibling was in the band. That's cool. Birthdays tomorrow. Emmylou Harris, country singer, 76. Dave Robinson of The Cars is 74. He would be their drummer. Please tell me you know Bananarama, Zoe.
Yes, I do. Okay. Yes, good. I do.
one of the members, Karen Woodward, is 62. I love how they denote singer. They were all singers. Like, way to narrow that down. Billy Dean, country singer, is 61. Clark Gregg, you're into, like, Marvel and all that stuff, right?
Yes, yeah.
Marvel's Agents of the Shield, New Adventures of Old Christine as well, 61 today. Greg Camp of Smash Mouth, One Hit Wonders, he's 56. From Third Eye Blind, also One Hit Wonders, I believe. Tony Fedelani, one of their guys is 54.
Just one of those, just pinpointing it again.
In fairness, if Tony were to read my last name, Tony would butcher that just as much as I butchered his, right?
Fair.
Jesse Carmichael, Maroon 5, is 44. Wait, Maroon 5 has other members other than their lead singer? Yes. Yes, they do. Bethany Joy Lenz, One Tree Hill, I guess, is the show.
Yeah, I never really got into that one, to be honest.
Me neither. I was hoping that was one for you. Okay, 42. Lee Yeah, some guy on American Idol, 37. Why is that on my list? I don't know. We'll wrap it up. Chris Jansen. We all know Chris Jansen, country singer, 37.
Nice.
Thanks for
solid birthdays.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for playing along, Zoe, too. I appreciate that. Those are your celebrity birthdays for this weekend. Yahoo! Zoe, between the two of us, is much more plugged into all things to do with celebrity news and gossip, etc. I know this much. Gwyneth Paltrow was in my social media feeds a lot because she was in court this week, a case that she apparently won. Zoe, I just don't know why she was in court in the first place.
Yeah, so basically what had happened was there was a skiing accident back in 2016 when she was in Deer Valley, Utah. And basically Terry Sanderson was saying that he got hit by her, and then she's also countersuing, saying, no, he hit me. Okay. So he was suing originally for $1.3 million, dropped it down to $300,000. But like you said, she has won the case. She was only countersuing for $1 plus the attorney fees. So that's what he's going to be having to pay. It didn't take long for the 8-person jury to come out with the verdict and say, yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow, based on what is called the skiing responsibilities. Basically, because he was coming from the uphill part of the hill and she was lower on the hill than he was, he is what is considered at fault. So it was based off of skiing rules, and that's how they ended up determining it. So yeah, she is not responsible. He ended up suffering a brain injury as well as 4 broken ribs, but he is 100% at fault for the collision based off of those uphill skier rules. So yeah, it was definitely an interesting trial. It was very picked apart by people online, just of with course. The way that his attorneys were acting, almost solidifying Gwyneth's case. And then when her attorneys went to the stand to speak with her, they were kind of saying things like, oh, yeah, well, you were sending us these notes during the trial. So basically outing kind of like, you know, confidential information that doesn't need to be brought up during that cross-examination. So, yeah, it's definitely an interesting situation. Of course, Gwyneth said that she had felt that the false claims had compromised her integrity once the verdict had come out. And of course, her lawyers are pleased.
Wait. Compromised her integrity. This is the same woman who has a line of candles out in the universe that are supposed to smell like her vajayjay.
Yeah. Goop. Goop is the company.
Just saying.
Yeah. It's.
All right. And the other person who keeps popping up in my feed, and I don't know why, and you can explain this to us, I'm sure, is Harry.
Yeah, well, he skipped the third day of proceedings in this phone hacking lawsuit against Associated Newspaper, which basically owns like the Daily Mail, right. Mail on Sunday. Kind of like, as my Granny Moo would say, the like Ottawa Sun.
Granny Moo. I
newspapers
love Granny
Moo. In Britain. So kind of more of the kind of like TMZ celebrity right. kind of trashy right. newspapers. But he's not alone. He's also with Elton John and Elizabeth Hurley. They again are all suing the Associated Newspaper for gathering information illegally through phone hacking.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Yeah. So it's just gotten underway. I'm sure we're going to be seeing some interesting things coming out of it. But Harry, skipping the third day, come on, like, dude.
Well, listen, he's trying to avoid the spotlight after all.
Well, but even Gwyneth Paltrow didn't want to be on camera for her court case. And because, of course, in the States, it's really weird that they like live record these things for people to watch. Well, but eventually they were like, nope, your client has to be on video. So, yeah, I understand why he doesn't want to be there and possibly take away from the case of the fact that, of course, he's Prince Harry. But yeah, we'll see how this plays out, because, of course, this could really change things in the way information is gathered and collected going forward, especially with celebrity gossip.
As much as I don't pay attention to celebrity gossip, you got to respect boundaries, too. And you got to respect people's privacies. Just because they're a celebrity doesn't mean... Although it sells, doesn't it? And look, we even talk about it here on the Weekend Jam, apparently, with Zoe and the Milkman on BTR. Your Weekend Jam with Zoe and the Milkman. Before we even open the mic, Zoe's like, oh, you want to rant? Is it about the car? You better believe it's about the car, Zoe.
Well, it's about the truck. I should be more
specific. Truck.
What, the truck.
The vehicle. Fine.
Yes.
Neither here nor there. So look, okay, my lease, I've leased the vehicle for the last 5 years. It's only got like 51,000 K on it. They're salivating. They want this in the worst way. I couldn't find a better used vehicle anywhere. So I'm buying out the lease. So I had to go to the dealership, which is always, you're walking.
So pleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a better summary than where I was going to go. Yeah. So I got to wait for paperwork, right? And they go, could you just have a seat in the waiting room? We'll be about 10 minutes. And I'm in the waiting room. And what would you do in this situation, Zoe? Okay, so I'm in the waiting room. They got 2 TVs on. Why they have 2 TVs on 2 different channels and you can hear the audio on both, I don't know.
Oh, that's weird that they have the audio
Seinfeld's on one. Right, Seinfeld's on one. Sports is on the other. There's music playing in the showroom. There's music playing in the waiting room. 2 completely different channels. So
it's almost like the casino, like they're trying to keep your mind busy and away from the clock in the windows so that you're not realizing how much time's passing.
It got worse, though. And the worst part of it was a gentleman beside me, and he, look, I'm no spring chicken. This guy had to be 15, 20 years older than me, sitting on his phone, scrolling through, I don't know what, YouTube or something, and like... You know when someone's going through TikTok, how annoying it is because it's disjointed, you're not part of it, and it's just like it doesn't make sense? This guy was doing that with his phone full blast. So I got Seinfeld, sports, music one, music two, and this guy on his cell phone. What would you do in that situation?
I mean, I used to work in a sales center for new home builds, and it would be very distracting when parents would tell their kids to go play their game in the corner while they worked out the agreement with the sales reps.
At some points,
I would have to go over and be like, hi, could you please tell your child to turn the volume down on the phone? Because hearing like bling, 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 and like all these things, it's like so distracting when you're trying to fill out paperwork with people's names and information. So,
see, I don't want the confrontation. I don't want the problem. You read horror story after horror story of what leads to stabbings and someone just a screaming match. I don't want that in my life. So I got up. And I went out to the sales area, which, of course, is where they're like circling like vultures. We want your truck. I put myself right in front of them. I went to the receptionist's desk and I went, I cannot cope with this going on. Can I just hang out here? She's like, sure. I'm like, aww. I really don't want to hover over your shoulder. She's like, it happens every day. So
what? Okay. Well, for her, I suggest definitely bringing this up to management, being like, I hope you guys realize that because there's so much going on, people feel the need to hide behind my desk with me. And that's not a pleasant experience for her nor you as a customer. So that should
really
definitely
isn't.
Be changed.
It really isn't. You're absolutely right. And listen, I think Zoe and I, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think you and I would be in agreement when we say the following. The only acceptable reason for you to be doing that kind of nonsense on your phone is if you are playing the Weekend Jam on your phone and introducing us to everybody in the showroom. Other than that, you are just being a jerk.
Yes, definitely agree. Put those words in my mouth. That's fine. Let's get into memes we've seen this week. The first one I have goes as followed. The word homeowner has the word meow in it. Good luck pronouncing it correctly again. You're welcome.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. why do things like that stick with me?
I don't know, but I'm one that will pick that stuff
every
up
time.
Sure.
And you're in the real estate business too. That's funny.
Yeah.
All right. Here's what I've got. Memes we've seen. I'm afraid one day I'm going to hit go live while I'm pooping on the toilet and everybody's going to see me pooping.
Thank goodness I don't like work from home too much anymore. So I don't have to be in that situation.
All right. Over to you.
One that you will definitely resonate with, Milky. Me. Sorry I'm late. I broke down on the way to work. Boss, is your car working fine now? Me. Car? Question mark. Boss. Silent. Me. Silence.
Aw. Aw.
That's probably how you felt with the dealership, you know?
That's how I feel just a lot of my days.
Mm-hmm.
Aw. Memes we've seen. Just because you're going 5 miles over the speed limit does not mean you can drive in the left lane. Some of us are trying to break the law for real.
Get out of my way.
Yes.
I'm going to break it like a champ.
Yes, get out of the left lane. That is for passing.
So the last one I have is that song, We're Not Gonna Take It, came out almost 40 years ago, but I feel like we have, in fact, continued to take it.
Wow.
Yeah, that one, whoo, hit home for me for sure.
Wow. Hey, this one is appropriate based on the week that was weather-wise. I hope the weather's good tomorrow for my trip to Porto Backyarda. I'm getting really sick of lost living room.
So true with that like freak snowstorm. Oh my gosh, earlier this week and everything just freezing cold now after. Like,
and it was the winds on Wednesday.
Was.
Crazy. Yeah. Well, there you go. Some of the memes we've seen here. It's Zoe and the Milkman on your Weekend Jam. I got to rant just a short time ago. Zoe, it is your turn. What's on your mind?
Oh, okay. So I don't know. You probably don't have this problem, but women listening can definitely feel my ranting rage. So I've had these pants for quite a while. And the other day when I wore them to work, I noticed that there's actually pockets, but they're sewn shut all the time.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Like, when have women said we never wanted pockets or to give us some, but like sew them shut in case we like don't want them? It's the weirdest thing. So, of course, I had to unsew the stitching and was able to have pockets again. Like, they're not really usable pockets, as most women would agree. Like, most of our pockets aren't. But it was I just find it the oddest thing that we aren't just able to have just regular, normal pockets on our pants as women. So that is definitely my rant of the week for sure. I just can't stand it.
All right. I can relate. And here's why. Oh. You may not be aware of this, but every man's suit, the pockets are sewn shut every time. And I feel you. All right. It makes me crazy. You go to put something in your pocket, because I don't wear a suit very often, right? By the time I get around to putting the suit jacket on, it's like, well, wait a minute. The pocket's sewn shut. It is so the pockets remain intact and they keep their form and their shape.
Yeah, well, I know that there's must be a reason they do it, but I hate when you, maybe it's a new pair or like myself, you've had them for years, you put your finger where, you know, like you put your hand where the pocket is and then you're like, oh, it's sewn shut. But then you feel there is a pocket there. And then you start to figure out there is a pocket. They've just sewn it shut on me and making me have one more step to these pants.
Meanwhile, your coworkers are looking at you going, what is wrong with this person? They are really into touching themselves. Am I?
Yeah.
This is a deeply weird situation at the office. I'm going to HR. She won't stop touching her pants.
Yeah. So that has been my absolute just like rage moment this week, which I'm just like, oh, another pair that I have to unsew. Like, just give me pockets, people. That's all I ask.
Is it all new clothes for you this week, too, because you've started your new job?
They're not all new. It's just, yeah, pulling them out from good old storage, right, as they say, getting back into the semi-casual kind of business attire. I do miss wearing leggings every day, but that's all right. I can survive.
I have to ask, what's in your pockets right now?
These ones don't have pockets today, sadly. But if I did have something, it would probably be if I could fit my cell phone. If not, it's probably like the other day, I have these big pockets on my grandfather's old jacket. And I was at work and I pulled out a pair of scissors from my house because I
just
was out
walking
on
around
the lawn.
With scissors.
I didn't realize because the pockets were so big on the jacket. But it was because I was out cutting down some of the Christmas decorations and I completely forgot that these big scissors were in and I just like kind of like put them back in the jacket and pretended like I didn't just pull out a massive pair of scissors from my pocket. So
this is how headlines happen. And then she pulled out scissors. Zoe, in the radio industry, it's been all the talk for the last little while. ChatGPT, basically artificial intelligence doing the talking. In fact, I don't mind telling our listeners this. There's an entire group of radio stations under one ownership umbrella that is going to be experimenting with ChatGPT as on-air announcers beginning this month. It's creeping a lot of people in radio out, obviously.
Oh, like they're just like it's the voice and stuff as well.
Yep.
Oh, wow. That'll be interesting. I'm excited to see how that rolls out.
Your overnight host, etc., is not actually a real human. Spotify's already doing this, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. There's music ones, too. Of course, there's artwork ones as well. Like I was just chatting the other day with someone about it and she owns her own business and she says it has saved her so much time when it comes to writing emails, blog posts, social media.
That's where I was going with this. So as upset as the radio industry is, and for good reason, accountants, survey researchers and interpreters apparently are the ones who should be most worried right now.
Really? Because I figured it would definitely be content creators. Like people's entire job is writing your like promotional emails and your social media posts and stuff. So I thought they would be the most concerned for their living.
Well, that's just it. Anybody who does any sort of writing, etc., are the ones who are most likely to become obsolete, for lack of a better word, or see their jobs impacted.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and also teachers having to be concerned about what the kids, like if the kids are on using this to write their essays and stuff, but there are now.
I would have loved that in school. I know.
We would have all loved it. But now they have bots to pick out this information and say, hey, this was written by ChatGPT?
Yeah, right. And this is the funny thing too, right? It's called ChatGPT and nobody can pronounce it. So this is, we need the robots.
Here, take my job, robot. Milky's tired of me not saying it right.
But the conversation we've been having for the longest time, you know, on social media, et cetera, is like for automated, you know, like self-checkouts and things like this. And people rail against it. And I'd rather have a human employed, but look what banks have done with bank machines. I mean, when's the last time you actually went to a teller? I remember, you know, whenever a gas station was a full serve and people were like, why do I have to pump my own gas? We just learned to accept these things. But why are we a culture that is so hell-bent now on celebrating replacing humans?
Convenience is the, you know, highest priority for us, honestly. Like, if it's convenient, we will take it on in happy strides because it just makes it easier and our lives easier. So as much as it's disappointing to be replacing people at their jobs, at the same time, if it's more convenient, that's how we roll as humans. So
what's my job going to be in 5 years, Zoe? I'm trying to figure out what's left for me.
Yeah, that's a good point for sure, especially with us being in radio and now they're testing it. Let's see how this goes for us.
I'm going to test this out right now. The Weekend Jam ChatGPT. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is Zoe and the Milkman on the Weekend Jam. We hope you are enjoying the show very, very much. It is time now for me to share with you a joke. Zoe, are you ready for a joke?
Ready.
What do very wealthy people say when they tickle their babies?
I don't know. Tell me.
Gucci, Gucci, Gucci.
Very funny. Since we were just talking about ChatGPT, if you are interested and you are a good writer and you are looking for a job that might, I don't know, stimulate you a bit more than your current one, you could become an online dating ghostwriter.
Wait, what?
Yes. So you, for $900 a month, can be writing people's profiles that they post on their dating platforms. And not everyone is great at writing, of course, but if you want to help some people out and, you know, be a little modern day Cupid, this might be the job for you. But also, ChatGPT is coming for your job pretty quick. So grab that $900 while you can.
So here we are, the back and forth, right? We just finished talking when we were discussing the ChatGPT thing a few minutes ago. You know, what's going to be left for the average human as far as work is concerned? Okay, here's a solution. You can be a ghostwriter for people's dating profiles, but enjoy it while it lasts because the robots are going to do that too in the next little while. But I love the idea of this because you're right. So many people, you only get one chance to make a first impression, right? And so many people, whether it's grammatical errors or spelling errors or just they don't know what to say or how to say it, the sentence, you know, we're not all writers.
No, of course not. And yeah, you're absolutely right. Like if you're not someone who's like, and I hear it a lot too, of just like, I don't even know what I would put on my dating profile if I had one kind of thing. Like what would I tell people that would make them interested in me? You, just as you know, as a person are interesting and anything you write about yourself will, as long as it's appropriate, will attract the right person to you. But if you're looking for someone to spice it up, embellish it a little bit more, give it some pizzazz and make sure there's no grammar errors like mine probably have. I would say this might be the kind of service you're looking for.
Okay, so. I'm dying to know because I've been married since way before computers, okay, let alone dating apps. Dating apps have never been anything I've ever had to consider. But you being younger, I'm sure that has been a big part of your world. And as we established a few weeks ago, there is a very handsome man in your life. We call him the very handsome man who wandered through your living room one day when we were doing the show. Is that how you guys met? Was it an app thing? Really?
Yeah. It was Tinder. Yeah, we found each other on there. And he did say it was One, it was my eyes and my profile photos. And then it was also my description that I put of myself. That
So you are good at writing about yourself then.
I know how to toot my own horn, as they say, for sure. But also, I'm just very honest. So it's like, if this doesn't interest you, move on, because I'm not becoming any less of a person to satisfy your needs. Go find less somewhere else, because I will keep being a lot over here in my corner.
Yeah, I get that. I got that about you very early on in our very earliest conversations.
Take it or leave it.
I'm glad I took it. Yeah. Now, on for very different reasons, obviously, than Tinder. But I'm curious, okay, when you wrote your profile for Tinder, was that 100% you, or did you even have a friend look at it and contribute ideas?
No, it was 100% me. And again, wow. Just was super honest. Just like, I'm a super busy person. I love my family and friends. Like, I've got a dog, you know, just bubbly, happy, fun going, like we'll just go with the flow kind of thing. So yeah, that seemed to catch handsome guy's attention and the thing he was kind of looking for in his life. So yeah, so far so good anyway. So I highly recommend.
You gotta make yourself the best out there, right? Like yep. Any resume or anything about your business, your job, etc. Yeah, like Zoe said, you gotta toot your own horn. And if it's gonna take a ghostwriter, I say why not? With Zoe's permission, I get to bring us back in for our big finale here. It's your weekend jab, Zoe and the Milkman. Boy, we touched on a lot of subjects today. We had a lot of fun.
We did have a lot of fun. We got to rant. We got to laugh. We got to poke fun at celebrities. Who doesn't love that?
It's always a good thing. We found out about, you know, what's in Zoe's pocket, how she met Handsome Man.
Yeah.
And of course, memes we've seen, etc. this week. And we have big plans to bring some guests on to the show in the weeks to come, etc. Chris Father Gilbrown, I think, is somebody that you and I kind of want to key on. He is my good buddy and a resident or YouTuber who's got a great channel all about food. I think it's a great weekend segment, too, especially as summertime rolls around. He does some good ideas for barbecuing.
Yes. Barbecue. Yeah, give me all those tips. I need it.
Barbecue.
Yeah, Zoe. I got to keep handsome man around some way or another. And I hear it's, you know, you catch a man through their stomach. So got to do that. Got to make sure my cooking's on point.
That explains my belly, don't it? You're going to take care of some of the memes we've seen. You're going to post that, of course, on our social media, et cetera. So Blast the Radio on Facebook, on Instagram as well. You know what? It's just easier to go to blasttheradio.com. And on the show link, you will find The Weekend Jam. What's your week ahead looking like, Zoe? What do you got planned?
Just continuing to keep learning my new job. Easter is going to be coming around real quick, so got to run out and grab
that chocolate.
That's
next weekend, isn't it?
Yeah. Right. So, of course, having divorced parents, I'm this, that, there, and the other place. So it'll be a busy weekend. But with my new job, we get Friday and Monday off.
Whoa.
Most people only get one, but I get both.
I work for myself, girl. I get no time off.
Oh.
And I'm a bachelor this week, too. Sue's in New Brunswick. Looking after mom and dad who aren't doing too great. So
you know what? It's not a bad thing, because then you can starfish on the bed and just take up the whole bed to yourself.
No, I cannot do that.
That's why I like to sleep alone.
I have 110-pound Bernese and a cat.
Well, of course, the dog's always there, but the dog could go between the legs.
No,
stay kind of starfish.
No, it's more room for the dog, and I will inevitably end up, as I always do, in the fetal position so that the pets can have all the room on the bed that they want. You know what I'm going to do? It's warmer out now. I'm just going to go sleep in the RV. They can have the bed to themselves.
That's nice. Just completely kick yourself out of your own home. See, I force Xena to be like my like teddy bear at night. I'm like, come here. I'm hugging you and you're going to keep me warm.
Just throw me some chocolate when I'm in the RV. That's all I ask for.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Wishing you a great week ahead. Zoe, this is always fun. It's your weekend jam on BTR. Move for now.